我们今天的题目是拉合，这个领取神应许路上的新伙伴。
And today, our topic is Rahab, the new partner on the way to receiving the promises of God.
我们是2014年的三月，也就是刚好啊九年了哈。我们教会在这神所赐福的啊买了这块这个很美好的房地产。
In March 2014, 9 years ago, our church bought this wonderful real estate under the blessing of God.
经过三年，政府才通过这个建堂的许可。三年的改建，三年的疫情啊，终于我们在神的恩典与祝福下，兴奋的要一起来建立我们这个属灵的，在此建立我们属灵的家。
After 3 years of government approval for zoning, 3 years of renovation, and 3 years of the pandemic, finally we're here excited to build our spiritual home together.
在建立一个彰显神恩典与荣耀的家，我们必须在信心中一起来领取神在基督里赐给我们的应许。
To build a family that reveals God's grace and glory, we must take the promises that God has given us in faith.
并且我们要在信心里靠着神的恩典与大能，活出我们那又丰盛又灿烂的生命来。
And also, we should live out this abundant life in faith by relying on God's grace and power.
我们不但希望教会里的每一位弟兄姊妹啊，都加入我们这个领取神应许的团队，我们还要邀请更多的人来加入我们的行列。
Not only do we hope that every brother and sister in our church, join us to receive the promise of God, we also invite more people to join us.
那包括我们尚未信主的家人朋友啦，愿他们来信主，并与我们一同。来领受，神给我们的应许。
And this includes family members and friends who have not yet believed in the Lord. May they come to believe in the Lord and receive God's promises with us.
今天这个电不太帮忙哈。当然我们也要包括那些啊已经啊信主却不上教会，已经远离神的啊，把他们带回神的家啊，也包括我们周遭还未信主的邻舍们啊。
And this also includes those who have believed in the Lord but do not come to church, and those who stay far away from God. May they be brought back to God's house. Of course, this also includes our neighbors who are still unbelievers.
所以我们要来征召队伍。
So we're recruiting our team members.
那在年初的时候呢，我在思考祷告中嘛，我就想到旧约的约书亚记啊。里面的教导的信息挺适合我们目前教会的需要，所以我就计划呢以耶稣雅记为本的讲的计划了一系列的信息。
At the beginning of the year, I was thinking and praying, and I realized that the information taught by the book of Joshua in the Old Testament was quite suitable for the needs of our church. So I plan to use the book of Joshua.To preach a series of messages.
所以愿圣灵帮助我们从其中得到神要教导我们的真理，以及当下我们现在呢，我们应有的态度与行动。
May God help us to gain the truth that He wants to teach us, and help us to have the attitude and actions that we should have at the moment.
话说这个摩西当年派了12个探子去。窥探所赐给以色列人的这个迦南美地， 他们虽然看到那地啊是牛奶与蜜之地，是极好的地方，但他们也看到住在那里面的人蛮强壮，而且啊城池都很坚固啊，很宽大啊，而且看到那边有巨人啊，这个亚拉这边那个族呢，他们看成了看自己如同蚱蜢一样啊。
It is said that Moses sent 12 spies to spy on the land of Canaan, which God had given to the Israelites. Although they saw that land, it was a land flowing with milk and honey, and it was an extremely beautiful land. But they also saw that people who dwelt there were strong, and that the city was strong and large. And there they saw the Anakites, who were tall and strong, and then they saw themselves.Just like grasshoppers before those giants.
结果十个探子里面、啊、有十个都坚决反对 要进取这神的应许迦南美地，而且、啊、全会众呢都向摩西跟亚伦就埋怨、啊、
As a result, 10 of the 12 spies resolutely opposed the pursuit of the land of Canaan promised by God.And the entire congregation complained to Moses and Aaron.
跟当这个约书亚跟加勒，他们极力的劝大家不可违背神呐、啊，不要怕，应该信靠神，在信心中啊进取神所应许的迦南美地。这个全会众啊，不但没被他们说动，还说要拿石头把他们砸死啊。
When Joshua and Caleb strongly urged everyone not to betray God.Not to be afraid, but rely on God and enter into the land of Canaan promised by God in faith. But the whole congregation said, let them both be stoned.
Yeah. 还好这时候呢，耶和华的荣光忽然在会幕中向以色列人啊显现，他们才没有被这个会众用石头砸死啊。
Fortunately, the glory of the Lord suddenly appeared to all Israelites.And so they were not stoned by the assembly.
但是因为以色列人对这个神的藐视与不信，神向他们宣告，他们中间啊，凡是超过二十岁以上的人向神埋怨的这些人呢、啊，都不能够进入神的应许地的，唯有约书亚跟加勒他们可以进去。
But because the Israelites despised.The Lord, and they did not believe in the Lord. The Lord declared to them that those who complained and who are over 20 years old, they would not be allowed to enter the land promised by the Lord. Only Caleb and Joshua would enter.
他们说他们神告诉他们的尸体会就倒在旷野死掉了，而且他们的儿女要在旷野漂流40年。
And the Lord also told them that their dead bodies would fall in the wilderness, and their sons and daughters would wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
40年后，摩西也死了，耶稣就叫约书亚带着百姓要过这个约旦河去领取这个神所应许的迦南美地嘛。而且呢，神向约书亚说呢，我必与你，神说必与约书亚同在啊，又告诉了。啊，这个他如何这个领，就是啊，领取这个应许的诀要。
40 years later, Moses also died, and the Lord told Joshua to lead all the people across the Jordan River to enter the land of Canaan promised by the Lord. Moreover, Lord also told Joshua that he would be with him, and the Lord also told him the keys, or the secrets to accept God's promises.
约书亚遥望着40年前啊，他所窥看的这个迦南美地，他一定很多的感触哈、啊。他知道他现在不需要再派这个12个探子，每个支派派一个人去勘察这地啊。他也知道，他也不必去说服的人要顺服了哈、啊。
So looking at the land of Canaan that he spied 40 years ago, Joshua must have had a lot of feelings.He knew that he didn't need to send one from each tribe to inspect the land. And he also knew that he didn't need to persuade everyone to obey the Lord's command to go into the land.
因为在过去四十年啊，这个孩子不晓得从小到大，他不知道问了多少次，他说：“妈妈，我们为什么要漂流在这里那么久啊？在这旷野地，爸爸，我们为什么不能进入神所应许的迦南美地呢？”
In the past 40 years, those people had asked their moms and dads many times, from their childhood, why do we have to wander in the wilderness? Why can't we enter the land of Canaan that God promised us?
他的爸爸妈妈就会告诉他，因为爸爸妈妈不乖嘛，因为爸爸妈妈就是没有听神的话，不信靠神，所以就我们就没有办法进去了。
And their parents would tell them that it was because of the parents didn't listen to God's words and didn't trust the Lord. That's why they were not allowed to go in.
现在四十年过去了。
40 years finally passed.
约书亚拥有神同在的这种保证，神说与他同在，且肩负了带领众百姓过约旦河领取神的责任哈。大概是又紧张又兴奋哈，而且呢，我想他是在喜乐与战兢的这种心情下来做他要做的事。
Joshua had the assurance of God's presence, and he shouldered the responsibility of leading the people to receive God's promise. Being both nervous and excited, he started to do the things that he should do in joy as well as in awe.
虽然我们没有因为这个，我们没有信心违背神的心意哈。
Although we have not disobeyed God's will because of the lack of faith.
我想我们花了六年来建堂，大概终于完成，但也不是我们的责任啊，也不怪我们啊，不是我们的错。
And although it is not our fault that it took 6 years before the church was finally finished in terms of renovation.
当然我们可以更是说这三年的疫情绝对不是我们导致的吧。
And of course we can also say that it is not our cause that there was a three-year pandemic.
但我们也可以说我们是有罪的人住在这罪恶的世界中，我们一起面临神对世人的惩罚及神对世界的咒诅。
But we can all say that we are sinful beings living in this sinful world. Together, we face God's punishment for the world and God's judgment on the world.
不论是出于神的愤怒，或是在神许可下的美意，我们感谢赞美神，我们都从这试炼中信心得着了操练与成长。
Whether out of God's wrath or God's goodwill, we thank Him and we praise Him because we have all practiced and grown our faith through this trial.
上个月我与大家分享了这个约书亚的第一篇信息哈，是领受上帝的应许。
Last month we shared the message receiving the promises of God. That was the first of messages of Joshua.
接着我们仔细看圣经的这个结构哈，我们清楚地看到神呢借着神的话告诉了我们如何领受这应许的四个要素哈诀要。
And here we know the four keys.Of how to receive God's promises.
这里告诉我们，神告诉我们说，我们需要神与我们同在。
Number one, we need God to be with us.
就告诉我们，我们需要刚强壮胆。
Number two, we need to be strong and courageous.
告诉我们，需要谨守遵行所有的律法。
And we need to obey and follow all the laws.
而且告诉我们，需要把神的话语放在我们的心里和口里。
And the last one, we need to keep God's word in our hearts and our mouths.
所以我常常几乎每周都鼓励大家参加每日读经，也鼓励大家，我知道大家忙，可是礼拜五晚上 我们有预备很好的查经时间，希望大家啊，就在网上就可以啊，很方便，希望大家来参加。
And this is why I encourage you to participate in the Friday night fellowship that we can study the Bible together.
那今天我们来继续来讲这第二讲哈，就是我们要邀请新伙伴了啊，用拉合的例子，我们来啊。看神怎么样来教导我们。
And today we will have the second message of Joshua. And the message is we have new partner.
我们再来复习一下这个拉合的故事哈。
And let's take a look at the story of Rahab.
拉合呢是一个迦南妇人，是个外邦人哈，而且是个妓女，也就是说。对以色列人及当时的文化来说啊，拉合是一个最不得人尊重的人。
Rahab was a Canaanite woman who was a Gentile and who was also a prostitute. That means that Rahab was the most disrespectful person for the Israelites.
但这个拉合呢，虽然是外邦人又是妓女，他却救了约书亚所差派的探子。
But she was the one who saved the spies sent by Joshua.
为了了解这个过河过约旦河以后的情况，他们要第一个就要攻取这个耶利哥城哈。那所以约书亚就派了两个探子啊过去查看查看。
In order to know the situation after crossing the river, and the city of Jericho, which was the first to be captured, Joshua. Secretly sent two people as spies.
那在地图上你看到这边是死海哈，在这个一个那死海的这个是什么？差不多这个800尺哈，就240这个公尺这样，below 就是比海平面还低哈。
What you see here is the Dead Sea.Which is about 800 feet below the sea level.
所以呢，这边的过这河这个就是很低啊。但是 Jericho 呢，这个耶利哥他们就是在高上面，你可以看到它的城都是往上的，很难攻的哈。从下往上攻就是，所以他们去勘察地形，这个当时的这个地形与城墙的样子像类似这样。
But Jericho is sitting.Up on the top, and it also has walls surrounded, and this is something similar to what it was before.
那这两个探子又混在人群中就进了城呐、啊，那就来到了这个妓女拉合的家哈、啊，想在那边过宿。
So the two spies they entered the city among the crowd, and they came to the house of Rahab, and they intended to spend the night there.
那结果就有人认出哎。这是以色列人呢，他们就去告诉这个耶利哥这个王哈，说，哎，以色列人来窥探这地了哈。
And they were spotted, and some people told the king of Jericho that the Israelites had come to spy on this place.
哎，这拉合三号这个消息很灵通，他知道这个耶利哥的王要派来抓人了哈，他就把这两个探子啊。藏在这个屋顶上的这个麻，就是堆这些麻的地方，这个藏在那里。
We have learned that the king of Jericho sent people to look for the spies, so she hid them on the roof of the house and put them in the stalks of the flax.
结果这个王所派来的人呢，就当然就到拉合家说啊，有人来了，他们是这个以色列人来窥探的，你要把他交出来的。
And the guys sent by the king of Jericho said to Rahab, give up whoever comes to you who had entered your house.
那拉合就说啊，是有人来了，但是我不知道他们从哪里来的。
And she replied, yes, the man came to me, but I did not know where they had come from.
而且天黑啊，这个城门快要关的时候，他们就走了，他们就去哪里我也不知道。也许你们快快追哈啊，你们可以追上他了。
And it was and when they came, it was dark. It was time to close the city gate, and they left. and I don't know which way they went. But if you go after them quickly, you may catch up with them.
那些人就往约旦河的渡口去追啊，他们一出城门就关起来了。
So the man set out in pursuit of the spies, on the road leading to the gate of Jordan.
然后拉合就赶紧跑到屋顶上啊，对他们说：“我知道耶和华已经把这个地啊赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都很惊慌的。”
So Rahab went up to the roof and told the spies, "I know that the Lord has given you this land."
我告诉你啊。我们这一切的居民都吓坏了，因为呢，我们听说啊，你们出埃及的时候啊，你们的神怎么样使这个红海都干了啊，并且呢，你们在这那里呢，就是河的那边有两个王啊，你们怎么样的对待他们，消灭了他们
？And there was a great fear for you, that existed among us.Because we heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. And we also heard what you did to the two kings east of Jordan, whom you completely destroyed.
当我们在耶利哥里面的人啊，听到这些事啊，我们的心都消化了，因为你们的缘故，没有一个人还有胆子啊。因为啊，耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神。
And she continued, she said, when we heard of your story, our hearts melted in fear, and everyone's courage failed because of you. Because we know the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below.
她说现在啊，我你看我收留你们，我恩待你们，求你们指着耶和华，指着你们的神向我起誓啊，也要恩待我的父家啊，并给我一个。实在的一个给我一个证据哈，要救活我的父母兄弟姐妹和一切属他的，要救我们的命的。
So now, please swear to me by the Lord, that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare, the lives of my parents, my brothers and sisters.And all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death.
这两个探子就对他说：“你如果不泄露我们哈，那我们就情愿替你死都愿意的。耶和华将这地赐给我们的时候呢，我们必慈爱、诚实来待你。”
And the two spies told her, "Our lives are for yours. If you don't tell what we're doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us this land."
然后这两个人就对他说：“你一定要这样做哦，不然啊，我们所起的事哈、啊，就无效，就跟我们没关了啊。”
And then they continued. They say, "This oath you made us swear will not be binding on us unless, when we enter the land, you do what I say when we enter the land."
他说：“我们来到这地就攻打这的时候啊，你要把一个。”朱红线哈、啊、绳子呢，从你的窗子坐下，并使你的父母兄弟和你全家呢都聚集在你的家哦。
And they said that when we enter the land, you must tie this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and you also need to bring your father and mother, your brothers and all your families into your house.
凡如果出了你这个家门走上街了，他的罪必归到自己的头上哈，啊，与我们就没干了哈。他的死他自己出去嘛。凡在你家里的，若有人下手害他，流他的血呢，就归在我们的手上。
If any of them go outside your house into the street, their blood will be on their own heads, and we will not be responsible. As for those who are inside the house with you.Their blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on them.
但是你如果泄露我们这件事哈，你叫我们所刚刚所起的事，哇，就不算数了。
But if you tell others what we're doing, we will be released from the oath we just made.
那当然，拉合就对他们说啊，那照你的话行吗
？And Rahab told them, "We'll do according to what you said."
那拉合的房子就是在这个城墙上头哈，所以你看这也是照着圣经这样画的哈，所以它可以放这个红线，当以色列人攻打耶利哥城的时候，就很容易看到他的家在哪里。
This is Rahab's house. You can see that when she let down the scarlet cord, it's very easy for the Israelite to see where she is.
那所以呢，这两个探子哈，他就说你们啊，不要急着过河，先跑到山上去啊，待个三天，等那些人找不到你们回来以后哈，你们再回去。
So she told them that you should not try to hurry back. Just go to the hills and stay there for 3 days. Wait until those who are pursuing you come back, and then you go back.
所以呢，他们就照这样做了。然后这个拉合就把这个红线哈，这个绳索，红色的朱红的绳索，从窗子放下来。
And when after she sent them away, she then tied the scarlet cord in the window.
过了三天钟就平安的渡过了河，到了约书亚面前就报告了哈，他开始勘察。
After 3 days, the two spies went back to the camp where Joshua was.
他说神真的把那地交给我们了，那边的人都吓死了。
And they told Joshua, the Lord had surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people there.were melting in fear because of us.
那我们在约书亚的第六章那边啊，可以看到这个基底拉和一家的后来的遭遇哈。
And in chapter 6 of Joshua, we can see the outcome of Rahab and her family.
在约书亚记的六章二十二节那边说，约书亚吩咐窥探地的两个人说。你们进那妓女的家，照你们向他所起的誓，将那女人和他所有的都从那里带出来。
In 22, it says, Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring her out and all who belong to her, in accordance with your oath to her."
当探子的那个两个少年的那么探子啊进去，就将这个拉合与他的父母兄弟和所有的并他一切的亲眷，就家里的所有的人啊都带出来，安置在以色列的营外。
So the young man who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father, mother, and brothers, and all who belonged to her. They brought out her entire family.And put them in a place outside the camp of Israel.
然后约书亚就把这妓女拉合跟他们父家，跟所有的都救活了他们隐藏了这个探子嘛哈，所以就是，而且他们就一直住在以色列中，就是跟以色列人一起直到今日。
But Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her.Because she hid the man Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho, and she lives among the Israelites to this day.
我们知道拉合一家不但被救了哈，在马太福音一章五节那边，我们看到拉合竟然被列在这个主耶稣的家谱里面了。
Not only Rahab and her family were saved, in the genealogy, in Matthew, we can see that Rahab.Has been listed in that list.
我们都熟悉路德哈，我们知道路德嫁给了波阿斯，结果呢，波阿斯是拉合的妈妈。
So we all know Ruth who married Boaz. And
那个拉合就是波阿斯的母亲哈。然后我们再看到继续看到就是。他不是大卫的祖先哈，所以在耶稣的家谱。
And Boaz's mom was Rahab.
那我们今天哈，神借的这经文到底给我们什么启示
？So today, what we learn from the scripture?
我们学到什么
？What can we see here?
我们要做什么
？What should we do according to the scripture?
首先。 我想神不是要我们特别去找一个还没信主的妓女加入我们这个教会来参加这个领受应许的建教会的行列啊。我们不是说我们不拒绝那样的人，但是我想也神也没有特别的要我们去找啊。
First of all, I don't think God is instructing us to find a prostitute who has not yet believed in the Lord to join us in our church. Even though we don't reject that idea, but I don't think that was a specific instruction from God.
这里啊，是告诉我们，哪怕那些我们看来最不可能的人，也可能成为我们最好的伙伴呢。
What the scripture is telling us is that even the most unlikely people in our eyes can become our best friends.
两个探子没有特意的去找拉合啊，而是在执行自己当做的使命的时候，让他们遇见了拉合。
The two spies, they did not seek Rahab on purpose, but God let them meet Rahab when they were carrying out their supposed mission.
所以我们应该祷告哈，顺从圣灵带领，引领我们在生活中来遇见拉合。
So we should pray and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.So that we can meet our Rahab in our lives.
我们的拉合啊，可能是我们的家人、我们的朋友和我们的邻舍。
Our Rahab may be our family members, our friends, or our neighbors.
其次呢，我们要从拉合的生命知道他对神的信心来自听闻。
Second, we need to know that from.Rahab's statement, we can see that her faith in God comes from her hearing of God.
我们再来看这个第二章九到十一节哈，是这样说：这个拉合就对他们说啊，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。这地的一切居民在你们面前心都消化了。
In chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, Rahab said.I know that the Lord has given you this land, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you.
因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候呢，耶和华怎么样在你们面前把红海的水干了，并且你们怎样对待约旦河东的两个亚摩利王啊，亚红跟噩。将他们进行毁灭。
We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed.
我们一听见这些事啊，心就消化了。因你们的缘故，无一人有胆气哈，耶和华你们的神。本是上天下地的神。
When we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above, and on the earth below.
所以，我想我们要我们跟这些尚未信主的人啊。要他们听到的大概不是以色列人出埃及的时候神怎么样使红海的水干了哈。
I think what we want the unbelievers to hear is not how God dried up the waters of the Red Sea when the Israelites came out of Egypt.
大概也不是以色列人怎么对待河东的那两个摩利王啊，将他们进行消灭啊，让我们的这个还没信主的朋友听到上帝在那时候做了什么伟大的事迹。
Nor how the Israelites treated the two Amorite kings across the Jordan, destroying them all. Whatever God did then is not what I think we should tell the unbelievers.
我想我们更要告诉我们要遇见的这个拉合，是神在我们身上。神做了什么 奇妙这个大能的作为啊。
We should tell them how God helps us in our lives and how God works wonderfully in our lives when we face challenges.
譬如啦，我们可以告诉人家，我们这那么小的教会啊，当时啊，看到了这块美好的地，要100万哈、啊，我们在信心里面来领取，神让不可能的事情变成可能。
For example, you can tell them how God helped our little church to buy this, this wonderful real estate, and which asked so much money, back then, and God made the impossible, possible.
啊，不知道多少人你们清楚，当时没有银行要肯借给我们这个。几个人的教会，我们也没 credit 哈，在很多的难处里面，神都帮我们解决了问题。
Back then, not many banks would want to lend us because we were so small, and we didn't have any credit. But God had helped us through that.
你大概也不知道啊，其实有更多的难处。当政府要通过我们的时候，我们这个房子。不合规矩哈，因为外面的那条路是不是 county 是 county road， 它的量度不一样。我们的房子在它合格的这个超过了5尺多。
And we had other difficulties when we are going into the renovation phase. The road outside belongs to the county, and our setback does not fit the requirement.And we are 5 feet more less than the setback required.
五尺过来是我们这边的地基啊，所以我们需要很麻烦的。
And our the basement the foundation sits within 5 feet of the setback.
而且是我们可以告诉人家神在。我们自己身上哈、啊，发生了什么事，成就了什么伟大的作为哈。
And other things we can tell the unbelievers is how God helps us, overcome difficulties in our personal lives.
啊，建堂的事就讲不完了哈，后来要改建，我们要另外100万。
And back to the renovation of our church, when we were doing the renovation, we needed another million.To complete it.
人都是过了以后哈、啊，好像都不觉得过去的困难。
Usually we wouldn't remember the difficulties we went through, after we accomplished things.
我们常常很佩服那些生孩子的妈妈哈、啊，当时痛的说再也不要生了，后来还再生啊。
An example is a mom in labor. She would be so painful, and she would say, "I would not want any kids," but.Usually that's not the case.
我希望大家在面临自己面临困难的事上，你记得神怎么帮助我们度过，是美好的见证，告诉人，让人家听到神的爱，神的大能在我们的身上。
So I want you to remember how God had helped you overcome the difficulties, so that you can tell people how God's power and His might was with you.In those times.
不管是失业啦、啊、生病啊，或者是人际关系的争吵啊，甚至死亡。
It might be losing a job. It might be dealing with a relationship. It might be even facing death.
神怎么样让我们在这些过程里面仍然有平安喜乐
？That how God had helped you to regain.Peace and joy in those situations.
我在这里，你再次强调，我们基督徒与世人一样啊，面临着世上的种种的苦难。但不同的是呢，真正对主有信心的人呢，我们能够经历神的同在，经历神的大能。
I want to emphasize here that Christians often face the sufferings in this world just like the world, but the difference is that.Our faith in the Lord enables us to experience the presence of our Lord and the power of our Lord.
我们的见证不是等到、哦、我们都顺利了，回头你看神怎么祝福我们。我们的见证是从头我们面临这些挑战的时候， 神的真实与我们同在，我们的信心怎么面对这些，而靠着神胜过，甚至没有胜过，面临死亡的时候，我们仍然有平安喜乐。
Our witness of the Lord is not that when everything is accomplished, then we tell people, "Oh, the Lord has blessed us." Our witness starts from the very beginning, when we are looking at the challenges, even if sometimes in situations that we're not able to overcome the situation, for example, facing death, we still can have peace and joy, and that is our witness.
我有时候很难过哈，因为人就是停在那看不到神照他的心意来解决问题而信心动摇。
Sometimes I'm saddened because people's faith they have doubts and their faith are shaking because they couldn't see God in their situations.
因为那样子的人，他常常失去神后来给他的祝福。
Because they couldn't see the blessings that God for them in later on.
他在周遭人面前，他也没办法做这个美好的见证。
And they couldn't be a good witness to the people surrounding them.
你想想看，如果约瑟被卖到埃及的时候，他心里面对神失去了信心。他会不会好好尽忠地做他要做的事情而做美好的见证？
Imagine Joseph when he was sold into slavery in Egypt. If he lost faith in God, would he still be able to do what he was supposed to do? Would he be able to accomplish all the things that he was given?
如果约瑟当被他的主人的妻子陷害，后来冤枉的入狱，说：“他说神啊，我白白的守节清心，我白白的拒绝了罪恶，但是我现在在牢房里，我不要再信你了。”
Imagine Joseph when he was trapped by the by his master's wife and was sent to prison, and if he said that I obeyed all your laws in vain and I did all those good things in vain.Because, look, I ended up here in prison, and I don't want to believe in you anymore, Lord.
他如果失去了信心，他心里面有苦毒，他会有爱心的去为那些人解梦吗？
If he lost faith, and if he had all the bitterness in his heart, would he still be loving enough to explain the dreams for the prisoners around him?
如果没有为那个酒鬼解梦，后来那个王会知道他会解梦，从监狱把他提拔出来，后来做了埃及的宰相吗？
If he didn't explain the dreams for the wine barrier, was he able to be recognized by the king and be lifted out of the prison and become the second highest position official in Egypt?
所以我们的见证都不是只是在那个结尾后我们好像环境变好了，我们的见证是我们一生里面不管环境艰难困苦挑战顺利的时候，我们都经历神与我们同在，都看到神在我们的生命中彰显那奇妙的作为。
So our witness should not start when things becomeMore favorable to us, that when all the situations have changed for the better. Our witness should start at the very beginning, throughout the experience of the challenges where God was with us.
我感谢主，在我们教会当中，我们有一些弟兄姊妹，就这样子的在困难生活种种挑战中，不管是教会。不管是家庭以及个人，我们在信心里面真是欢喜地经历了神，看见了神在我们生命中，感受到神的爱，经历了神的大能。
I'm very happy to see that some of our brothers and sisters lived through their challenges in faith, and they've experienced God's experiences. They've experienced God's presence, and they've experienced God's power in their lives.
这是我们的见证， 我们要告诉那些未信主的朋友家人。
And this is our witness that we should tell our unbelieving family members and friends.
第三呢，我们是从拉合的祈求，我们知道拉合是对神有信心的。
And certainly we can tell people what they can ask for, because through from Rahab's asking, we can see that Rahab has faith.
在第二章十二到十三节这样说啊，这拉合说：“现在我既是恩待你们，求你们指着耶和华向我起誓哈，也要恩待我的父家，并给我一个实在的证据，要救活我的父兄弟姐妹和一切属他们的，拯救我们性命不死。”
In chapter 2, verse 12 to 13, she said, "Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death."
在这里他不是说叫你们的灵格保证，就是你给我什么信物，他说你指着耶和华向我起誓。
He or she is not saying that you should swear to me by yourself, but you should swear to me by the Lord.
所以这里我们清楚知道他相信神，他知道他们是信神的，而且他自己也相信这位神是真又真又活的神。
It shows that she believed in the Lord and knowing thatLord is a living Lord.
那我们今天要告诉未信主的人什么样的应许和要求，告诉他们他们可以得到什么，可以求什么呢？
What kind of things can we as Christians give to, tell the unbelievers today? What can we tell them to pray for?
我们的家人朋友可能都没有面临什么这个像拉合这样面临死亡啊，家人要遭害啊，不是这种状况，对不对？
Our family members may not be facing what we have faced, such as imminent death.
我想我们可以告诉他们，在耶稣基督里神给我们的一切应许。
But we can tell them.All about God's promises to us in Jesus Christ.
我们可以告诉他们，借着认罪悔改，接受耶稣基督为救主呢，我们可得到一个新的生命。
We can tell them that through repenting our sins, we can accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior, and we can get a new life.
而这新生命在任何的环境中，我们都能够享受在耶稣基督里的平安与喜乐。
And this new life can enjoy peace and joy in any circumstances.
这新生命是一个爱的生命，它不仅能够领受神的爱，而且能够满意神的爱，然后活出这个丰盛，而且能够彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
This new life is a life of love. Not only does it receive God's love, but also overflows with God's love.To reveal His grace and glory.
他们可能说他们没有信心。我们说你可以向神祷告啊，赐你信心啊，求神啊，在这个让你能够在感恩中感受到神的爱。也可以告诉他们啊，就是他可以啊向神求啊，希望得到神赐的平安喜乐。
We can let them know that they can ask God to give them faith.But they can ask God for His love by giving thanks to God. And they can also ask for the peace and joy, and God will give it to them.
我们知道最后这个探子是跟这个发誓啊，跟他立了约的哈。
In the end, we know that the spies made a covenant with Rahab.
所以在这边呢，在约书亚记的第二章十七到二十一节，他说这两人就对他说啊，他说你一定要这样行，不然啊，这个你叫我们所起的事就与我们无干了啊。我们来到这地的时候，你要把条朱红线绳系在最我们下来的窗户上，并要使你的父母兄弟和你全家你的。 你父的全家都聚集在你家中。
In chapter 2, verse 17 to 21, they said, Now the man has said to her, This oath you made us swear will not be binding on us, unless when we enter the land, you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers and all your family into your house.
凡出了你家、啊、往街上去的他的罪必归到自己的头上与我们无关了凡在你家里的若有人下手害他流他血的罪就归到我们的头上
If any of them go outside your house into the street their blood will be on their own heads we will not be responsible as for those who are in the house with you their blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on them
你若泄露我们这件事啊你叫我们所起的事就与我们无干了。
But if you tell what we're doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear.
那女人说：“照你们的话行吧。”于是打发他们去了，又把朱红线绳系在窗户上。
Agreed, she replied. Let it be as you say. So she sent them away, and they departed. And she tied the scarlet cord in the window.
在这里我们看到哈，这两个探子是很清楚明白的告诉他必须做的事哦。
Here we can see that the two spies explained clearly to Rahab what she and her family must do.
他讲了清清楚楚，如果不照这样做，那你不得救就不关我的事哦。
And they said explicitly that if she does not do that.Then she and her family won't be saved.
我想我们啊，在传福音跟卫道主朋友，当然我们会做很多的其他的，彰显我们对他们的爱的关心。但真的要人带人信主，我们一定要清清楚楚的告诉他必须认罪悔改，接受耶稣做他的个人救主，他们才能够得到。我们所说的一切神的应许与祝福。
Similarly, besides our interactions and communications in love with those that we're telling the gospels to, we must also clearly explain that only by repenting and accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior can we receive the promises of God.
所以。我们要邀请人家来加入我们的团队，来一起领受神继续要丰丰富富的赐给我们的美好应许。我们一定要记得让他认罪悔改，接受耶稣啊，成为我们家中的人，成为我们这行列的好伙伴。
So to invite people to join us, we must remember to tell them that they must repent and accept Jesus.So that they can become a family member in our spiritual family.
我想在今天这个信息结束的末了，我还是再要来复习一下啊，神告诉我们这个来领受应许的一个要诀哈。
At the end of today's message, let's review the keys to receive God's promises.
我们需要神与我们同在。
We need God to be with us.
我们必须刚强壮胆，虽然我们可能会面临一些挑战哈。
We need to be strong and courageous because we will be facing challenges.
我们必须谨守遵行所有的法律。
We need to obey and follow all the laws.
我们的信仰，听信就是一定会去做。
And in our faith, we heard.We hear and we believe and we must act.
而且做这些所相信所都是基于神的话语，所以我们一定要来读圣经，把神的话放在我们的心里，放在我们的口上。
And our actions are based upon God's word, and that's why we need to be familiar with His word, and we need to remember His word.
那有这样的教导，这些原则，我们上次也讲到了，我们怎么？简单的到底怎么做哈
？So given these principles and methods, what can we do?
我们就鼓励大家真的来每天读神的话啊，我们彼此分享，彼此用神的话语来一起彼此建立哈。
So we encourage everyone to read God's word every day and to build each one up in love.
我们要帮助大家在信心上建立，在爱中上，我们彼此啊帮助，当然基于神的真理、神的话语啊。
We also need to help each other in love and help each other to trust the Lord.
那来执行大使命，就是让人来都来做耶稣基督的门徒，其实哦是最实际最好的这个行动。
And we also need to carry out the Great Commission.
所以我们很欢喜的又在一个啊、一个啊、美好的一个崭新的开始哈，我们要来新建这个属灵的家。
So now we are at the very beginning to build up this spiritual home.
神在过去让我们经历了许许在人眼中看来的困难，但也在神的恩典与大能之下，我们来到了今天这个地步。
God had allowed us to experience many difficulties in the past.
而且告诉我们，神给我们这一切的美好是有他美好的旨意的。
But he also helped us to where we are today. And he promised us that he had many good plans for us.
神不是带领以色列人进入迦南地而已，那是牛奶与蜜之地，神要在那里大大的祝福他们。
God not only led the Israelites into the land of Canaan because it was a land flowing with milk and honey,God led them there so that he can give them greater blessings.
我是相信，诚心的相信，神把我们聚集在这美好之地，神有他美好的计划，要让这个教会成为多人的祝福，要让你的家，我们每一个人都成为神使用美好的器皿。
I also believe that God led us to be here, because he has good plans for all of us, so that each one of us and our families can be an instrument for him.
所以我们是欢欢喜喜的来看神要怎么样的祝福我们，欢欢喜喜的一起来领受神在这个丰盛的应许里面，来看我们怎样来彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
So let's see how he's going to bless us, and let's see how we can receive his promises, so that we can reveal his.Grace and glory.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的主，我们实在欢喜快乐。
Loving Lord, we give you thanks in joy.
因为你真是时时都与我们同在。
Because you have always been with us.
主啊，愿你的儿女真是每天都欢喜你的同在，欢喜你的爱从来没有离开我们。
May we enjoy your presence and enjoy your love every day.
我们当中如果有人还在生活中面临挑战，或所爱的人面临困难的时候，主啊，你先坚固我们的信心，让我们知道神是何等的真实，好使我们能够成为他们的帮助。
And for those of us who are facing challenges or our loved ones facing challengesLord, we ask that you strengthen our faith first, so that we can share with them how faithful you are, so that we can help them.
愿我们自己，神的儿女，在这教会，我们自己欢喜的，不但享受你赐给我们的一切，而且主啊，我们帮助我们欢欢喜喜的去征召这个招募伙伴。好，我们希望神在未来的日子。让我们看到许许多多像拉合这样的人，神已经预备好了，主啊，让他们来信号主，让他们来让跟我们一起来领受你美好的应许。
May we enjoy your blessings, that you have given us, here and in our families. Not only so, but also help us to see our rehab around us, so that we can recruit them and help them. Come before you and share the blessings with them.
感谢赞美主，你在我们的生命中是何等的真实。
Lord, we thank you because you are a faithful Lord.
让我们时时在感恩中数算你的恩典。
May we give thanks to you and may we be able to count your blessings.
愿圣灵也帮助我们有清晰的头脑、感恩的心，来做美好的见证，清楚地告诉那些我们要传福音的对象，让他们在我们身上看到你的真实，看到你的大爱。
May we be a good witness for you, with your wisdom and with a thankful attitude, so that we can tell people how faithful you are in our lives.
愿我们告诉人一个美好的故事，不仅是圣经上告诉我们，而且是我们自己生命走出来的。
May we tell people a good story, not a good story from the Bible, but our own good story.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名，感谢祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.